The two heads of state will hold bilateral talks culminating in the signing of the Memoranda of Understanding on the establishment of the Kazungula Bridge Authority. The agreement was approved at a joint ministerial committee meeting held in Livingston last week by delegates from the two countries, led by Transport and Public Works Minister Eric Molale of Botswana and Infrastructure Minister Charles Mirupi of Zambia. The Kazungula Bridge has been operating without an authority from the time it was officially commissioned in May 2021. Once fully operational, the authority will be responsible for the operations and maintenance of the bridge. Once fully operational, the authority will be responsible for operations and maintenance of the bridge, as well as development of additional infrastructure and associated facilities. Speaking to journalist Katombola, Member of Parliament Clement Andeleki said the creation of the authority will enhance efficiency and greatly benefit his constituents through job creation.
As you are aware, previously, before we put up that bridge, a number of accidents used to occur there. We lost a number of important material there, trucks. We lost a number of goods through the means of transport that we used to use through a pontoon. But now, with this historical moment of the signing of the bilateral agreement, which will culminate into the formation of an authority that is going to be the Kazungula Border Authority. This is very, very important, not only to the people of Zambia and the people of Botswana, but the region at large. It will not only simplify the movement of traffic, it will also help us enhance international trade in the region. It is going to bring a number of benefits to our people. As you know, when we create the authority, it will mean that our people will be able to be employed under the authority. Other than that, we as the people of Katombola constituents are going to benefit in terms of revenue. You are aware that the bridge is also a source of tourism. It's an international attraction. People do travel just come and see that bridge. It is a very, very important day, and we want to encourage the two leaders to continue to work together. The bridge is a shared asset. It's a regional asset which we value so much. It's bringing a number of benefits. Other than traffic, it will create jobs, it will create a lot of other opportunities for our people, particularly international trade. The revenue, not all the revenue will go to the treasury in the power of the Republic of Zambia and the Republic of Botswana, but it also benefits the local people because to create a number of opportunities.
On arriving at the hotel in Livingston yesterday, President Masisi surprised those that came to welcome him when he disembarked from the driver's seat of a Botswana-manufactured electric vehicle. He drove nearly 80 kilometers from Kasane Airport to Livingston through Kazungula one-stop border post. The visiting head of state was a guest of honor at a state banquet hosted by President Hichilema in Livingston last night. He is also scheduled to view game at the Mukuni Big Five Game Park. Reporting for Channel Africa from Livingston in Zambia, I am Hilda Kekelwa.